Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever gotten advice from your mother? Who hasn't? Would you like to know what the best advice you never got from your mother could be? Yes, I'll repeat that, the advice you never got. Have you ever wanted to learn how to tap into your inner wisdom? Now tell me, do you know what brain sense is? I'm not talking about common sense, but let me repeat brain sense. Have you ever heard about brain sense? Would you like to learn more about it right now? Or better yet, do you have any questions for our remarkable guest today? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing my guests who are success coaches extraordinaire. They have provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my first guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Do call in with any questions that you may have. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. Our guest today is a psychotherapist, researcher, international speaker, has 25 years plus of experience counseling over 100,000 individual adults, families, teenagers, and children. She has been an associate with the Adlerian Counseling and Consulting Group since 1993. Prior to opening her practice in psychology, she worked at the Ottawa Carleton School Board and the Royal Ottawa Hospital. She was director of the training at the Mind-Body Connection in Philadelphia for several years, where she also presented internationally. During her 3 years in Philadelphia, she hosted a parenting show on the local TV network. In her counseling, this expert provides effective tools, skills, information, and encouragement to help her clients find solutions to real-life problems. She has extensive experience working with anxiety, depression, and stress. In her corporate training programs, our coach focuses on improving employee engagement and satisfaction that increases productivity and decreases staff attrition rates. Recently, she has launched two new guided meditation CDs based on brainwave therapy. They are called Deep Relaxation and Tapping into Your Inner Wisdom. Our guest has blended the science of the brain with the psychology of the mind and body, creating products with immediate and long-term benefits. These audios are part of her program called Brain Sense. Brain Sense is an educational program that promotes knowledge and awareness of how our brain impacts our lives. With this Brain Sense, you will easily learn that you have more control over your mind, your body, and your health than you realize. It is my pleasure to welcome back to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories, Kathy Lumsden. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Hello, January. I am very excited to be back again, and I'm doing great.
Oh, it's so wonderful. We had such a good response to your last show, and we are thrilled to have you working with us at Successimo. Give my listeners a little bit of your background, your early education, and who your first mentors were.
I'm from Canada, Ottawa, Ontario, and I did university here. I did my master's degree in psychology, and I was very fortunate that I jumped right into working at a psychiatric hospital and, hit the ground running, basically. And so I've been doing this for years, and I absolutely love it. It was one of those jobs that I think, oh, my goodness, I'm getting paid for this. You know, I really get excited about, seeing people understand who they are. I always wondered what makes people tick. How does our brain get in here? And what makes some people do this and some people do that, personalities, et cetera. I think one of my mentors would be, last time I had chosen Mother Teresa. This time I would say Alfred Adler. I love Adlerian psychology. It's very we don't look at the pathology all the time. It's looking at what did you learn, what can you unlearn, and take it from there. So I would say he's probably another one of my mentors.
Now, is this someone that you studied under or that you personally have met?
I haven't personally met. He was back in the days of Freud and Jungian. I don't think he's been gone that long, but it's been, out of this world for a while. I have the honor of working with people who know him. Some of my colleagues trained under Alfred Adler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How prestigious.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And when you look back, I always like to ask this question when I have guests on the show. When you look back on your successful career, was there something that happened that was unexpected? Probably you would think of it as a setback at the time, but something that eventually contributed to your eventual success. Can you share something with us that would have been a defining moment in your career?
Yes, I can share a very personal experience I had. I was working as a psychotherapist at the time, and I grew up, my mother suffered from depression, and in and out of depression. She was an amazing lady, but back in that era, you didn't really talk about it, and she tried all sorts of different counseling, and she tried medication, and I was always trying to get her to try alternative complementary. Okay, you can try this, you can try that. And anyways, she just gave up and then eventually committed suicide.
Oh, dear.
I was 26 at the time.
Oh, wow.
So that just, after I, picked myself up off the floor, did my own counseling, I realized that it doesn't have to be that way, that there are other ways for people to unlearn some of the old patterns and old paradigms that are coming from our past generations and the negative thinking patterns that contribute to depression. And so that really propelled me to say, okay, I'm going to really make a difference in this world, and that was partly what propelled me to write my first book, The Best Advice Your Mother Never Gave You, was for people in relationships to know that it doesn't have to be that way. And a lot of people go into depression or anxiety because of relationships that aren't working, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, brain sense, is this something that people who are dealing with drug addiction, is this something that could help them?
Yes, it can. Brain sense, just to put it in a nutshell, is being aware of some of our old patterns, old paradigms that keep us stuck.
Yeah.
So awareness, acceptance of them, it was learned, and how do we unlearn them? I have two quick self-assessment tools that help people get at it very quickly, and then turning it around. And part of turning it around is brainwave entrainment. So for someone with addictions, for example, knowing what your negative belief system is about yourself that propels the anxiety, that propels the drinking, because often people turn to drinking to reduce the anxiety that they're feeling.
Or drugs.
Or drugs, exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the underlying negative beliefs, the old coping styles that you've developed? And then the brainwave entrainment actually is an audio that trains your brainwaves, especially for people with addictions, into alpha brainwave entrainment. Some research has showed that for some reason they're with the anxiety, they're not able to get into that more relaxed state.
Uh-huh.
And so brainwave entrainment can help their brains to get into that alpha brainwave, and which will then help with the whole process. Now, brain sense in and of itself isn't enough, right? They need other modalities of healing, but it definitely can help, yes.
And how often would they have to listen to the audio? What would the program, what sort of program would you prescribe for people who would like to get over addiction, depression, anxiety, and leave their old patterns behind?
Well, there's a variety of ways. I mean, I do webinars. I do weekend workshops. There's lots of different modalities that people can do. With regards to the brainwave entrainment, I always recommend that they do it daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for at least a good, 3-4 months, so that it just becomes part of their routine, and it's actually training your brainwaves to go down.
Uh-huh.
So, by month 2 or 3, within the first 5 minutes, by the time you've been practicing that long, your brainwaves are going to go into that modality quicker, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And eventually, you're going to be able to just think about the audio or play it for 30 seconds, and your brainwaves are now trained into going into that level.
Okay. Your brain would actually go onto autopilot. You know, Kathy, we have to hear from our sponsor right now, but when we come back, I want you to share your website information, and I want you to share with us your visit on Fox and Friends, and also some of the webinars that will be coming soon. We'll be right back.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and Kathy Lumsden sharing her Successimo story. Kathy, could you tell my listeners about your website information and where your books are available?
Sure. My website is www.thebestadviceyourmothernevergaveyou.com. And the books are available on Amazon as an e-book and a book book.
Okay.
They're also up through Borders and books as well.
Uh-huh.
And I'll give you my email address and share it, CATLUM as in mother 003 at yahoo.ca if anybody is interested in asking questions, or my books are also available on my website as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now tell us a little bit about your appearance on Fox and Friends. How exciting. I got to see it. It was wonderful.
Oh, what an experience. I mean, I was called, I think, like 4 days before. Can
uh-huh.
you come down to New York City and do it on the Sunday? And so it was amazing. It was an experience that I really felt that, you know, be able to get on there and share my message,
uh-huh.
that it can be different, to give people hope that, you know, the five different steps of brain sense in a nutshell. And they did amazing with the graphics. It was a lot of fun. It was quick. I don't know. I think I had 3.5-4 minutes, but a lot got out there.
Well, that's a lot of time on national television. So it doesn't.
Yeah.
It goes by quickly, but wow, what exposure. What a great opportunity. I'm happy for you. Share with my listeners about your upcoming webinars. That's very exciting, what you've got in the works.
Yes, and actually, if they go to my website, they can. There's a free webinar. It's about 45 minutes. It's,
okay.
That they can get on and love them to share and listen to. I'm promoting a 5-week webinar, so it's like a course online.
Okay.
And it's called Loving from the Inside Out.
Uh-huh.
And it's rekindling your relationships. And so it's rekindling your relationship with yourself, and then it can flow very easily with your partner.
Uh-huh. Okay, and that's a 5-week webinar, and is that 1 hour each week?
Exactly, 1 hour each week, yes.
Okay, that's a perfect amount of time. Now, you've been with Successimo, and you are one of our most popular coaches. You've posted some fantastic articles. Could you share a little bit about your Successimo experience so far?
Oh, I'd love to. I really find that people involved with Successimo are very authentic, really wanting to help each other. It's not a competition. It's about sharing and learning together and growing and promoting each other. The articles and the videos are outstanding. I'm really honored to be involved.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you. Let's talk about some of your articles that people will be able to find when they go to Successimo. The one I'd like to start talking about is your article entitled, Who is Immune to Burnout? What a brilliant topic, because burnout is so common now, and so many people have it, and how can they become immune to it? Would you help them?
Who's immune to it? Well, nobody's immune to burnout.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, everybody has the option of, not the option, but when I see people come into my office, and uh-huh. you know, they're prominent CEOs and high people, and they're just shaking their heads saying, I don't know how I got here. I have no idea how I got here. They're very strong, driven people. And there's a slippery slope to burnout, you know. There's normal stress, and then there's distress, and then there's burnout. And people don't really realize when they're in distress that they need to start doing something about it so they don't go down that slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
So being aware of the physical pieces that come with burnout is really, really important, because our body will tell us, you know, what's going on if we stop and listen to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It really will. It really will. And so burnout, very quickly, burnout is different in the sense that it's that real feeling of helplessness, emptiness, lack of motivation and caring.
Mm-hmm.
You disengage from life. You numb out. You just, at least with when you're stressed, you still are able to move forward. But burnout is you just can't
yeah.
seem to get your feet moving forward. Yeah.
It seems like people who burn out, they just lack vitality. And they're so, you can just see the depression surrounding them, and they're overcome. It's a very difficult thing to come out of it. How do you suggest that someone fight their way out of burnout? What should they do? Take a break or
disappear
for a few days?
Yeah. Well, the people that I see that are in burnout are usually on short-term disability. Like they need to take time off because they're just, their gas is gone. It's in
uh-huh.
depletion, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Taking care of themselves in many different ways, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, is very important. Where I go to as well is looking at their negative beliefs about themselves. And often people who are in burnout are really feeling like they've failed. They've disappointed people.
Oh.
And that is a belief that, as I always discuss with clients and in my book, is that we develop these negative belief systems between the ages of 0 and 7. So we may think at 45 that, you know, I'm feeling like a failure. Well, you know, actually, honey, you learned them when you were a young kid through the eyes of a child. And when stress comes, they're going to come out rampant. So you feeling like a failure is now, yes, but it's also magnified because it's one of your negative beliefs about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I go right away, is to the root. So let's change those negative beliefs. You have a logic brain. You have an adult logical brain now. You had a kid brain back then. We had no, you know, no other tools to decipher it differently. So now as an adult, let's shift it about. So I go right there with my clients and actually in my webinars as well.
That's fascinating that it would be something from 0 to 7 that could affect
mm-hmm.
the rest of your life, and you possibly might not even be aware of it, right?
Exactly. None of us are. Most of us aren't. All we know is all of a sudden, and even stepping out of burnout, like let's say we start to get, we withdraw or we get overreactive and our emotions are taking over. Well, I guarantee you that you're being triggered by your negative belief of I'm not important or I'm bad or I'm alone. But what comes out is this intense emotion or intense withdrawing.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really understand what's going on. Often we'll blame the other person or we'll get down on ourselves.
Uh-huh. Do you ever deal with children between 0 and 7 who have lost a parent? I'm sure that would be pretty traumatic at that age or at any age.
Oh, for sure. I usually don't. I only probably start working with children 5 and 6 and up. So
uh-huh.
I've had a lot of kids who have had loss more through divorce and separation
uh-huh.
than loss of death. I've had older children, maybe 10, 11, who've lost a parent through cancer, and it's heartbreaking to see. It's really heartbreaking. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that you probably never get over it. It's always subliminal with you. Let's change the topic, and you have an article about brainwave therapy for therapists. Now, that's an interesting approach, and your article is entitled Take a Mental Vacation. So what do you advise therapists to do so that they can get on track?
Well, part of it is what I've already talked about, is the brainwave entrainment, right? That's the mental vacation, is to be able to calm your brain into the lower levels so that, A, you emit some of these great neurotransmitters that make you feel better, think more logically, so that as a therapist, I mean, we see a lot of different people, and it's very important that we know our own triggers. We know our own. So if a couple comes in and, you know, we can't take sides, you know, we have to be very non-judgmental. And so we need to know our own stuff. And so taking a mental vacation and relaxing your mind enough to understand your own stuff so that you're not triggered with clients, it makes a very good therapist, for sure. So we need to take these mental vacations.
Now, let me ask you a question about people who are depressed with anxiety. When they come into your office, can you tell if they're suicidal?
I ask them right out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. It's part of my intake, if someone's depressed, because... Uh-huh. You know, some people have the notion that you don't ask, but actually most people are relieved that someone's asking them because they don't want to necessarily come right out and say it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's just part of my intake. If someone's coming in with anxiety or depression, is do you have suicidal thoughts? And I have a lot, unfortunately, a lot of teenage girls who have attempted suicide, and I've seen them after the fact. And, you know, they're relieved that somebody is not afraid to talk about suicide, not afraid to talk about what they're actually feeling. Mm-hmm. So I ask people right out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just get it right out there. This is a fascinating topic. And our next guest in the second half of the show, Matt McCoven, we'll also be talking to him about surviving suicide. Unfortunately, it seems to be, we read about it and hear about it because there's this topic of bullying going on, and it's been tragic to see these young children commit suicide just because other children have been bullying them. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, that is my next project, Joanne. Oh. Sorry, not Joanne.
January.
Oh, yes, exactly, yes. That is my next project, uh-huh. is to help children understand these negative beliefs about themselves at an earlier age, okay? So if there is bullying, they know that they're being triggered. They know that this is, you know, an old story they've made up about themselves. And then the second half of this project is I want the bullies to understand why they're bullying and the impact that they have on other people. Because sometimes they don't understand the impact.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it, and they're doing it through the Internet, so it's not a face-to-face bully, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cyberbullying.
It's very insidious, very insidious. You know, this has been fascinating, and I love having you on the show anytime. We've got other articles that I want to talk about. I hope you will come back again, please.
Of course, sure.
Okay. And as soon as you post new articles at Successimo, let me know, and we'll definitely have you back on and share those with our listeners. Thank you so much, Kathy Lumsden, and we'll be right back with our next guest after a brief message with some information about your host.
Thanks, Jim.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Wine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Wine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombay, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back for the second half of our interview, sharing Successimo stories with January Jones. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever met someone who was suicidal? Would you like to learn more how a suicidal, binge-drinking, alcoholic, manic depressive turned his life around to become a healthy, functioning member of society? Can you imagine feeling magic in your brain? Better yet, do you want to be a magical person yourself? When was the last time you heard practical solutions to major problems? Or better yet, do you have any questions for our guests? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to the second half of our show. Let me tell you a little bit about my next guest. 7 years ago, he woke up in a hospital bed with no idea where he was or what he had been doing the night before. The nurse entered, looked on with disgust at his bruised face, pulled the drip from his arms, and simply said, "Now you can leave." That was his second big wake-up call. His first wake-up call was perhaps a more serious event, a much more private one. The night he planned and begun his final suicide attempt, although on that night he also began a path that eventually changed everything for him. Through the course of his life, this coach had tried solving the problem, firstly by putting his heart and soul into traditional religion. When that failed him, he sought out professional counseling. He took antidepressant and antipsychotic drugs, and even tried some far more, digging out the cause. It seemed like none of it was working. However, in the middle of all this madness, he began to unravel some simple truths that transformed his experience of life into something more consistently blissful than he had ever known. He had realized that the problem wasn't anything to do with his life. I would like to welcome to our show for the first time Matt McCoven. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. I'm very good. Thanks for having me on board.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, in our first half, we were talking with Kathy Lumsden, and we were talking about people with suicidal tendencies. And it's a great follow-up to have you for the second half. You launched Two Magical Thoughts, and you've discovered a comprehensive set of methods that anyone can use to wake up their bliss and learn how to live a life they love. Could you share some of those Two Magical Thoughts with us right now?
Sure. Well, basically, I guess just before I launch into the two thoughts, I was listening to your introduction, and it just reminded me that the biggest problem is the position that we take, and not say the illness, if you want to call it that, of depression or or the problem of feeling suicidal. It's really most people take the position that it's something that they can't change, or that. That it is, some sort of chemical issue, which was in my case what I was told by, by GPs and doctors and so on. And that can be the biggest roadblock. And for a lot of other people, which I was also experiencing, it's that they are looking in the wrong direction for the things that can help them. So that was the position that I was at, and I think that's the position that a lot of people are in. So that's kind of the background of where the two thoughts, you know, why the two thoughts were so revolutionary for me. They weren't actually complex thoughts at all. They were just things that I hadn't really considered before. So the first thought, it was a very simple thought, and it was the one that actually stopped me from completing my suicide attempt, and that was simply that the whole approach to life, just my whole approach to life just wasn't working. Now, that sounds really obvious, but it, but that's what led me to the idea that, that then there could be a different approach that would work, and if I simply could release those old approaches that I'd been holding on to, because I guess up until that point, I'd assumed that I should just keep pushing in the same direction until I broke through, and I think many people are stuck in that place. The second thought was just a follow-on from that, which was that I need to find the real core concepts of life, you know, what I call the core concepts of life, the things that are the essence of all of these sort of tools and techniques that, that you know, form religions and so on. You know, I needed to find my own understanding of the truth, what does work for me, and indeed that it seems that that's what works for pretty much everyone else, you know, not someone else's sort of outdated interpretation of a second person's recollection of a third person's real inspiration. You can see how it just gets watered down as people, you know, sort of share their idea, but through their own perception. Particularly when it, you know, we were looking at historical documents, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, so I'm not really going to go any further about that. But you know, I wanted to know what the original thoughts were behind the spiritual and mental constructs which actually change people's lives, not just what other people think about, you know, those things. So that those are really the two thoughts.
Now tell me, Matt, why do you think that the traditional methods didn't work for you?
Well, I mean, there were two traditional methods that I was looking at the time. There were medications, and also I was looking at traditional religion. Both of these are very sort of common for, I guess, a lot of people who are looking for help, and not just, you know, not just people who are feeling suicidal or depressed, but who may be extremely stressed or have a lot of anxiety in their life, and they're just looking for, you know, a way to change that, and that's perfectly natural. Unfortunately, with the traditional system in terms of the medical system, the way it is, again, it's that position thing that I mentioned at the start of the call, where you know, most GPs and doctors and so on are taking the position that, you know, there's some sort of chemical issue, and, and that, that that's the way to fix the problem, which of course it isn't. And so for me, you know, I was taking some fairly serious antipsychotic drugs that I'd been prescribed. And probably they probably weren't the best thing for me. I mean, really, I did end up much later on taking some natural antidepressants, Johns Wort, for instance, which actually helped a lot more because I knew, firstly, I knew it wasn't the answer. I wasn't looking for that to solve the problem. Whereas when I was taking these antipsychotic drugs, I think one was Zoloft, which I think a lot of people have probably experienced, which is really messes with your head, and but at the time you're thinking that this is what you need to fix your chemicals, you know, and because that's what I thought the problem was. I thought it was just my a chemical imbalance, which was, the chemicals are definitely there, and they're definitely imbalanced, but they're imbalanced because they're a reaction to what's going on in our heads, basically. You know, they're a reaction to the thoughts that are creating these chemical imbalances. You know, they're not the problem in themselves. So the whole thing just felt like a big mental pause button. I don't know, anybody who's been on Zoloft or any of those sorts of drugs will probably know what I'm talking about here. Just it certainly didn't feel like a solution in itself, you know. And it was clear that the people prescribing those drugs didn't really have any real answers for me either. They kept saying things like, this should help, and we'll try it for a while and see what happens, or then we might swap to another drug just to see what suits you best. So really they didn't know what was going to work for me. And I think it's probably the position that they had to take with most people. So it felt really hopeless and pointless living with my mind just on pause like that. It just didn't, you know, it wasn't what I was looking for.
Now let me ask you another Yes. Question, did you have mentors that were helping you during this process? Who were you working with? How did you come to the realization of finding the two magic thoughts? Is there anyone that helped you?
I never really had direct access to personal mentors. I mean, particularly, specifically when I was actually going to church with my mum for quite a while. She's a very devout Christian. I'm looking for answers there. And although I had some, mentors there, they didn't understand what I was going through at all. In fact, they couldn't even really see, or, you know, it was very private. I mean, I think most people who are feeling very depressed and suicidal, but they're in a dynamic church environment, they actually don't want to share it because it feels like they're obviously doing something wrong, and that was a big problem, you know, trying to deal with personal guilt, you know, that I was feeling guilty that I was still feeling depressed because obviously I didn't have the faith or whatever it was to change the situation, or I wasn't connecting with God, or, you know, all of those awful things that that sadly, you know, is kind of the flip side of, you know, dynamic religion is that if things don't work, you can feel really guilty that you've done something wrong or you're not connecting with God or for whatever reason. So I didn't really have personal mentors helping me with depression or any of these sorts of personal issues at any stage. I didn't really have direct access to mentors even later after I'd left, stopped going to church. Maybe I just didn't seek them out. I'm not really sure. I've always sought out great books, though. So they actually, great books such as The Art of Happiness or The Power of Now, Osho's The ABC Enlightenment, sorry. And these became my mentors. You know, I couldn't have made the advances that I did without books like that. So yeah, they really became my mentors, if you want to call it that.
Okay, you know, that's Matt, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor. But when we come back, I would like you to share your website information, and I would like to talk about your book and how it came about and how long it took you to write. And I would love to have you share it with my listeners. We'll be right back with Matt McCullen.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber, and always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with our guest today, Matt McCoven, sharing his Successimal story with you. Matt was at the rock bottom, and he's now gone to Daily Bliss. And Matt, tell us how this came about. Tell us when you wrote your book and how long did it take?
It actually came together pretty quickly. I only wrote the book about a year ago. I started writing the book a year ago, I should say. Sorry, it's only just recently released. But it was really a combination of all of the things that had helped me along the way. I came to a realization that there were a lot of other things. A lot of other people that were in a similar position to me, and that it really just needed some basics, you know, just basic ways to feel good again, to feel the magic in their own life, and I wanted to put that book together. I think, you know, we were talking about mentors, and that was really one of the reasons why I wrote the book, was because I'm the sort of person that loves to learn by reading. So I wanted to put these ideas together for other people as well who maybe don't have access to mentors, because personal mentors are fantastic, and if you can get somebody that really understands your issue and really understands particularly people I think who have been there and done that and come out on the other side, and again that's why I wanted to share my story, because I think it really creates hope in people.
Yeah, it's so good to hear from people who have walked the walk before they begin to talk the talk. They've got the experience to back them up. I went to your website, and it is fantastic. It's an amazing website. It's www.ifeelthemagic.com. And I recommend this website because it has simple ideas for overcoming depression and finding happiness. And where is your book available at, Matt?
Well, it's available through that website. It's also going to be in Amazon soon, just on Kindle initially, and probably in the main Amazon store as well, and a few other places. But it's available directly through the website. It's probably the best place to get it.
Okay, well, I'm thrilled to hear it's going to be on Kindle, because I'm, as all my listeners know, I'm addicted to Kindle. And I just love it, have it with me all the time. It's a whole simple practical ideas that help overcome depression, stress, alcoholism, addiction. Do you believe that these ideas that you have in your book can work for anyone suffering from emotional disorders?
I guess I need to make a quick disclaimer here that I'm not a medically trained doctor or, psychologist or psychiatrist.
Right.
So I can't say that there are no exceptions. There may be some people that simply are incapable of learning a new way of seeing life. And, you know, the obvious exceptions are those people with limited mental capacity, mental challenges. Apart from that, that's a pretty small percentage of the population. For pretty much everyone else, I would say yes. Definitely these ideas are what I call the core truths. These are simple, basic things that unfortunately we seem to miss. So, I think there are a lot of people out there with upbringings like mine, with parents like mine, who just didn't enforce any of these sorts of ideas as children, in terms of their children growing up, because they never knew these things either. And they're really simple. A lot of them are actually very simple ideas.
Could you share a few of these tips and ideas with us right now?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'll just look at some of the really basic ones, because, funnily enough, it was some of these really basic thoughts and mental habits, but also physical habits that were most useful initially for me. The first one is just move your body, you know, shake it up, because the body is the seat of your emotions. It's where all of your emotions happen. Different emotions happen in different parts of your body. So you want to avoid stagnancy. You know, good posture is even
uh-huh.
useful to know. It's much harder to be happy when your body is sick or tired or unfit. So, you know, just getting out and moving your body, particularly when I was depressed, I used to just lie in bed. I couldn't get out of bed, you know, but
uh-huh.
That was just a habit, like everything else, and you can sort of assume the posture of a successful person and actually feel more successful, and
uh-huh.
and that's a really, it seems like a silly thing, but you know, if you run out there and pretend like you've just kicked a goal or something like that, then it can actually make you feel really good, and that's all, you know, that's kind of the work in itself, is just doing things that make you physically and mentally feel better. So that's one idea, just move around and shake it up. Another one is something that I think most of us are very familiar with, particularly if we've sort of started on the journey of self-development. But for those who haven't, it's just the simple idea of garbage in, garbage out, you know, and whether that's food or the TV that we watch or the books that we read or the entertainment that we see, even to some extent, and this is, you know, a little bit dangerous to say, but even some extent the friends that we hang out with, you know, because if we're always hearing negative stuff, or if we're always taking, you know, eating food that
mm-hmm.
diminishes our personal health, then those things all affect the way that we feel, and, you know, and our brain will often interpret that as, you know, as something like depression, when in reality, you know, something like just having a good diet can actually completely change the way that you feel about life, and that's just one, you know, one area, and there are all of those other areas. One final one, which is a bit more interesting, I guess, is that we should always focus on the positive version of what we're seeking. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes we say things like, I just want to you know, stop feeling depressed. I want to beat this depression. And what we're really doing is we're continually focusing on the depression. And what we actually do by doing that, because our brain doesn't really understand the concept of no or not
uh-huh.
doing something, what it does is it just keeps focusing on the thing that we're talking about, which is the depression or the anxiety or the stress or emotional difficulties, whatever it is. And
mm-hmm.
and what we actually do is we build that, it's like strengthening it in our minds, and our mind actually goes out and seeks more of that experience, and it's a very strange thing and difficult to explain in a few minutes. So,
uh-huh.
But the answer is to look to the opposite. So instead of overcoming depression, what we should be doing is finding happiness. We should be seeking ways to feel better. We should be looking for ways to encourage bliss in our lives. So all of, you know, it's putting our mind on something that has a positive focus is an incredibly, incredibly powerful technique, and also involves the questions that we ask. So, you know, as I said, instead of saying, how can I overcome depression, we say, how can we find more happiness in our lives? And,
right.
in our lives? And that will activate, you know, things in our brain that will actually seek experiences of happiness, or it will seek ways of experiencing things in a happier way, which is an amazing thing that our brain just does pretty much automatically.
Well, you know, Matt, you have such a powerful message. I want to thank you for sharing it with us, and I think you and I are on the same page, because, you know, I write about thou shalt not whine, and so I'm always looking for positive things for my listeners. I want to also share with my listeners that you have posted some fantastic articles at your website, ifeelthemagic.com. They are Life is Geared to Help You, 3 Steps to Rewiring Your Brain, The Top 5 Feel-Good Foods, Overcoming Depression Triggers. Your articles are fantastic, and I'm hoping that we will soon see these articles posted at Successimo, and I think this is something we'd love to share with our subscribers, and I hope we can look forward to that, Matt. And
sure,
I also
sure.
want to know, are you writing any more books?
Yeah, actually, I've begun writing a new book called Automatic Inception, which is looking deeper into the processes behind feeling the magic in life, you know, feeling that excitement of transformation in your life.
Uh-huh.
Over the last couple of years, continuing on this path, I've found actually a greater clarity about the fact that our experience of the outer world simply reflects our inner beliefs, and that whole life experience starts with us and what we expect life to look and feel like. And once we get this realization, we change our focus from dealing with what life brings us to this idea of inception, or in other words, creating what life will bring bring us. In fact, I'd love to share a quote, if I've got time, from the movie Inception. I don't know if you've seen the movie Inception. It's a bit of a twisted one, but quite a fantastic idea. I think it was written by Christopher Nolan, and it said, "What is the most resilient parasite? It's an idea. A single idea from the human mind can build cities. An idea can transform the world and rewrite all the rules." So that's really the premise of my new book. So I'm pretty excited about getting into that one.
Well, you know, my personal mantra, and I've shared this so many times on the show, I always like to tell everyone, if you think it, you can do it. And it's a simple matter of what's in the mind that can overcome any matter. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's quite it's an incredible thing. And again, you know, bringing it back to that, what we focus on, you know, what we hone in on with our minds is what we will create in our lives. And it's not necessarily a thing, and this is a really important thing, I think, that I would love to just share as well, that it's not really, we think that we're seeking things, or we think that we're seeking more money, or we think that we're seeking better relationships with people, but what we actually need to be looking at is the experience of what we have in our lives. Not to say that we shouldn't change what we have in our lives, not to say that we shouldn't seek bigger and better things in life, and seek, you know, external improvements. But if we can change the way that we perceive our current life, then our experience of life can dramatically change into something that's blissful. And that's what really has created bliss for me. It's been about changing the way I perceive the life that I already live. And then, you know, through that, because you start focusing on better things, you actually create better experiences as well, you know, which is an amazing thing.
I just want to thank you so much for spreading your magic, and I hope you will come back and visit with us again.
I sure hope so.
Thank you to my guests today, Kathy Lumsden and Matt McCoven. Now tune in every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. My guests for my next show will be Lenny Lukowski and Kathy Eck. They are both fantastic success coaches at Successimo, and I'm thrilled to welcome them back to the show. I look forward to presenting them. They will amuse, amaze, and astonish you. Now, all of my shows are at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time live. However, you can catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and questions are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com, SUCCESSIMO. You can look it up and sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. It is a positively brilliant plan, and it's so easy to implement. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. all you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.